7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are on beautiful Cape Cod. We're at Snow's Home and Garden Showplace on Main Street in Orleans. Come on by and say hello. We've got coffee for you, donuts. We have samples of the new Plant Thrive mycorrhiza fertilizer. They have all kinds of specials here, all the annuals, perennials, all the shrubbery, roses, ornamental grasses, bird baths and fountains are all 25% off. All their trees, like Leland cypress, blue atlas cedar, Japanese maples, are all 35% off. And all the products that we talk about, products like tree and shrub, the Scotch fertilizer, the Bonide, the Bayer products, are all 20% off today. So come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your questions. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts with a question about holly.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Mike.
This is about my holly bushes.
Yes, sir.
There's white flat markings underneath all the leaves. It almost looks like bird droppings, but it's not.
Yes. Are you getting any black, like a black dust on the stem of your holly also?
No.
And, okay, is this white marking, is it cottony or is it hard?
It's flat. It's not like a woolly adelgid, no. It's a flat markings covering the whole leaf on the bottom.
Okay. And is it strictly on the leaf or is it on the stem too?
Strictly on the leaf.
Strictly on the leaf, okay. And there is no black formation, like a black dust of film on the foliage?
Not that I've seen. I didn't rub anything on it, no.
Okay. If you take your fingernail, can you scratch this white film, this white formation off the leaf?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds like it could be a scale insect, which is like a little turtle. And what I would use to eliminate it is something called all-season oil. Scale is an insect that attaches itself to the plant and does not chew. It just sucks energy from the plant. So I think if you can use an oil spray, what the way that the oil will work is when you apply it to the plant and you want to get it on the underside of your plant with a sprayer, the oil will smother the insect. It will plug up all of the pores on the shell or the skin of the insect, preventing it from getting oxygen, and the insect will die. You need to do it now. Wait about 2 weeks and give it a second application. And then it would also fertilize the plant to give it some additional energy to make some new growth. I think if you did that, that would solve the problem for you. But most likely it's a scale type insect, especially if you can take your fingernail, rub it on the foliage, and it does come off. It probably is scale. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Tom from New Hampshire with a question about crabgrass.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the God Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself, Tom?
Very good. Thank you. I enjoy your show a lot.
Thank you.
I have a question about crabgrass. We have a new lawn, and I'm seeing a lot of crabgrass coming up. What is your suggestion as far as preventing it, you know, stopping it? What do you recommend?
Okay. First of all, how long ago did you plant the grass?
It was actually a new construction, so it was last year. So this is the second season that it's coming through. Yep.
Okay. Then what you want to do is to get Bayer has a crabgrass killer. It's too late to prevent it. It's already germinated and it's growing. And as you said, it's a lime green color. It has a very pointed leaf and much smaller right now than the rest of your lawn and very, very noticeable. Right now is the best time to kill crabgrass. Now, Bayer has a combination lawn weed and crabgrass killer that will kill dandelions, chickweed, clover, carpet weed. And this time of the year, you're getting carpet weed that's beginning to come, spotted spurge. You're getting purslane, which is a fairly thick leaf. And, of course, crabgrass. So this Bayer all-in-one lawn weed and crabgrass killer. I just did my lawn on Thursday. My lawn is well-established, but there are some dead areas here and there, probably 6-8 inches in diameter, where the snow was put, gravel from the driveway piled up during the winter. The grass was killed because I was too busy to remove a lot of it. And the crabgrass has come in those areas. But I sprayed it this past Thursday, and I'm already noticing some dieback on it. If you don't kill it now, the longer you wait, the bigger it's going to grow. Now, each crabgrass plant can grow to be over a foot in diameter, and in late August, each crabgrass plant can produce up to 500 additional seeds to make it even worse for next year. And the reason I asked you how old the lawn was is you cannot use a crabgrass killer on a newly seeded lawn until it's been mowed at least twice. Not twice the same day, but twice under normal mowings to give the chance for the grass to mature and to get well established. Yours being a year old shouldn't be any problem. A day like today where it's sunny, there's no rain in the forecast, it would be ideal. Now, it doesn't die overnight. Crabgrass is very tough, and it will take about 10 to 14 days to kill the crabgrass. If you have any broadleaf weeds, this combination lawn weed and crabgrass killer, you will notice that the dandelions and the clover will start to show signs of dying relatively quick within 2, 3, 4 days. The crabgrass will take about 2 weeks before it will turn yellow, but it will stop growing. So a day like today, no rain in the forecast, perfect. The liquid is very good because it's easy to apply. Just be careful. Don't spray it where you have flowers because you could hurt your annuals, perennials, because it does have a broadleaf weed killer attached to it, combination. If you sprayed it and it was like a Pachysandra bed or English ivy, you could hurt the Pachysandra or English ivy. But in your lawn, a day like today with no wind is absolutely perfect. Thank you. Good question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have a question from Jim from Maine with regarding his oak tree.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Good morning.
I think I said oak by mistake. I'm really meaning maple, but in any case, the problem is still a concern. I have a number of maple trees in my area that have been growing really well. And this year, I noticed starting out that these trees have actually no, they are oak. Sorry, there's a mixture around the open maple. The oak tree, I guess, has got the major problem. These trees have been growing pretty good, but all of a sudden, I'm looking out there and half the tree, the lower half on one side's all gone. All the leaves are completely gone. So as I went to investigate, I noticed that some had pen holes in them. Some had little red dots, and a few had a white, like caterpillar web underneath, but I see no insects on them whatsoever. And yet,
okay.
Oh, in a week or two, they've devoured, something has devoured half the leaves off. So the insects on that right now.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll give you some ideas.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goop-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We are broadcasting live from Snow's Home and Garden Showplace in Orleans. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So come on by and say hello, and we'll help you to solve some of your gardening problems. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jack from Mass with a question about his chipmunks.
Jack, good morning. What's happening with the chipmunks?
Paul?
Yes, sir.
Paul, yeah, this is Jack from West Falmouth.
Yes,
we went up to your house tour last year. It was beautiful. My question today mainly is the chipmunks. Now, I know you've talked about them in the past, but I just don't recall what you said. We're surrounded by woods. I bought a product at Mahoney's that didn't seem to work. We had an exterminator here the other day that as much as said, I'm not even going to touch it. So could you give me some advice on the chipmunks? Also, your ant formula, I believe, is 50-50. I've been using that. And a lilac that doesn't seem to do very good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. On your lilac, first of all, the lilac, for it to bloom, has got to have at least a half a day of sun. If it gets less than a half a day of sun, it probably will not bloom very well for you. The other thing is lilac really will do a lot better if the soil is sweet. So if you look around your yard and you have pine trees, you have oaks and maples, your soil is acid. So you need to add some lime or wood ash, spring and fall, around your lilacs to help them to bloom a lot better. And that will help tremendously. Now, your lilacs are going to be making the flower buds for next spring during July, August, and September. So the sooner you can get the wood ash or some lime down, the faster and the easier it's going to be for the plant to make better growth and more flowers on them. Now, chipmunks. Chipmunks are a rat with a nice jacket on. It's as simple as that. They're a rodent. And I had a major problem at my house a few years ago. And I tried all kinds of repellents, and they were just there. And they got underneath a walkway because they're looking for a place to spend the winter that was nice and warm. And when spring came and the frost came out of the ground, I had a friend that came to the front door, and the walkway collapsed under them. And they, needless to say, went flying to the ground because the hole under the walkway was about 6-8 inches deep. After that, I knew I had to do something. And the way that I had the best results was at night, before I went to bed, I got some rat traps. And I put a piece of Velveeta cheese with a little bit of peanut butter on them, and it took care of the problem. And that particular year, we picked up over 75 chipmunks in my backyard. That's how bad the problem was. Part of my stone wall collapsed because they were tunneling under it. And you have to say, they are a rodent, and they can create a problem. They are cute. Yes, they are. But they will destroy a stone wall because they burrow underneath it. And in the spring, when the frost comes out of the ground, the rocks will settle and your stone wall will begin to fall over. They went underneath a walkway and somebody got hurt because of it. So I just set up traps at night, and in the morning I would pick up the traps, dispose of the creature. That way I didn't catch my neighbor's cat or hurt any kids that were playing in the area, and that way I didn't have to use any poisons. I have dogs that play in this backyard, and I didn't want to hurt the dogs, of course, so I just set up the rat traps. Velveeta cheese and crunchy peanut butter work wonderful. Give it a try. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
I got 25 minutes left and I'm yours for 4 hours. Good morning. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I had such a good time, I forgot we were on the radio. We're at Snow's Home and Garden on Main Street in Orleans. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, so come on by with your gardening questions. And if you have a problem, bring me a piece of it. Put it in the plastic bag, bring it down, and we'll try and answer as many questions. And when you come, we'll give you some samples of the new mycorrhiza liquid called Plant Thrive. So make sure that you get a package when you come. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Carol from Vermont with a question about her asparagus.
Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question relates to a large asparagus bed. It's approximately 8 by 10. Is there anything that will control the weeds that won't damage the asparagus?
Okay, what you want to do, Carol, is this. You can use a pre-emergence weed control product. And there's a product called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. Scott's also has something called Garden Weed Preventer. Now, there's a couple things that you have to think about. If it's a new asparagus bed, the way that the asparagus bed will get thicker is as the plant grows, it makes beautiful, fuzzy, very soft green foliage. It will make a tiny white flower. And then in the fall of the year, you're going to notice a little pod. It looks like a little BB, a green pod. That green pod is filled with seeds. If you put down a weed garden preventer and the seed pod blows open, which it will, ejecting the seeds on the ground, and the seeds get in contact with the weed preventer, it will kill the seeds and your asparagus bed will not get thicker. Which means that you would have to keep adding new plants every single year. So your best bet would be to, in the spring of the year, real early, cultivate that bed and add an inch of fresh compost over the entire bed, and that will usually smother a lot of the seeds. If you get some weeds that do develop, do it manually with your fingers, because again, if you use a chemical, which is great for the rest of the garden, you don't have to rely on the plant thickening itself, because most of your vegetables are annual and you replant every year. Asparagus is a perennial plant that will get thicker and more productive with the new plants that form from those seed pods, and a weed preventer will prevent the seeds from germinating in the ground. So I'm sorry, you'll have to get on your knees and cultivate manually, but putting down a good inch of compost in the spring after you have weeded, or doing it even now. If you went in there, you weeded manually, pulled all the grasses and whatever came up, do a real good job, but don't use a tool. You need to use something that's soft so that you don't damage the new shoots that are coming or the root system, and then put down some fresh compost, you'd be in great shape. Thank you, and a very good question. I like it. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next we have John from Plymouth with a question about mulch.
John from Plymouth, good morning. Hey, John.
Oh, hello. I love listening to your program every Sunday.
I mulched
in the beginning of the year on my front lawn, you know, and I got up some heavy round mulch and something. I wonder if I should do it again. It's been a while since I've done it, you know. How often can you mulch?
You can mulch every year, but what you want to do is you want to keep it so that it is no thicker than 3 inches. Normally, 2 to 3 inches is as thick as you would need to control the weeds, to help to prevent moisture from evaporating out of the ground as quickly and to make it good. So I know that I've heard of people emailing me and talking to me that landscapers came by their house and they told them they had to remove the old mulch before they put down new mulch on top of it, and that's totally false. If you put down 3 inches of bark mulch this year, by next year at this time, you will only find that there is 2 inches of mulch that remains. The 1 inch that disappeared over the year has turned into soil. It's turned into a rich humus. It's making soil. So that if you put down 3 inches this year, all you need to add is 1 inch the following year to give it that nice color, whether it was red or brown or black. That's all you need to use. So 2 to 3 inches is plenty. If you start going 4, 5, 6 inches and you're around shrubs, and trees, you're going to hurt the shrubbery. You're going to hurt the tree eventually, and you're definitely going to hurt perennials or rose bushes in your garden. So less is always better, with a maximum of 3 inches. And normally what I do every year, I just clean it. I cultivate it to turn the old stuff that's on the bottom to bring it on the top. And if there's a couple good inches, then maybe I'll add an inch, or I'll wait until the following year. But you do not have to do it every single year. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Oh, there's one other thing. We've had a lot of rain. And if any of you have used a real black mulch, I mean, it's really, really black. It's beautiful. You probably have noticed, looks like a clump of yellow growth in the bark mulch. It looks like an animal, was sick and threw up. It is a fungus. It's like a mushroom, and it's perfectly natural. But what I want you to do is to take a shovel, scrape it up, and throw it away. If you don't, and it's near a flower or a perennial, it will grow in size, and it could kill that perennial. But it's not really a problem. Just scoop it up, throw it away. Again, it's yellow in color, and it looks like an animal was sick. But it's because it's such a black, well-rotted compost-type bark mulch, and it's a form of mushroom. It will go away all by itself. So if you have a big bed of it, just scratch it in and don't worry about it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up is John from Lowell with a question about his apple trees.
John, good morning. Tell me about your apple trees.
This is Joan from Lowell.
Hi, Joan.
Oh, hi. I'm afraid this is a stupid question, but if I don't ask, I won't know, right?
Right.
I live in a condo complex, and there's apple trees on the hill. And it spits the apples all over the driveway, and it's an awful mess. And several of us got together, and we hate the idea of cutting down trees, but we were wondering, is there anything else we can do could we inhibit the growth of the apples some way without killing the tree?
You sure can, and that's a great question. There is a company called Monterey Lawn and Garden, and Monterey is just like the city in California. And they make a product that you can spray on your apple trees in the spring when they are in bloom that will sterilize the flower so that they will not make any fruit. If you go on the internet, type in Monterey Lawn and Garden, and the name of the product is... Oh, you should put on mums to keep them short. Oh, my mind just went totally blank. It's a growth regulator. Joan, continue listening to the show. It will come back to me, and I'll think about it. Oh, what is the name of that product? But it's a growth regulator that people use in greenhouses to keep poinsettias short, to keep mums short. Oh. If you're a nurseryman or listening to the show, call me right now and give me the name of that product. Florel. F-L-O-R-E-L. Florel. And Monterey Lawn and Garden sells Florel that you can spray on fruit trees that you do not want them to bear fruit. Thank you for my senior moment. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have George from Pennsylvania with a question about his cherry trees.
George, good morning. How can we help you with this plant this morning?
One thing about the chipmunks. My neighbor had a lot of chipmunks. I thought they were cute, but after listening to you, I think I need to do something about it. He got a 5-gallon pail, filled it half full with water, put just bird seed, sunflower seeds that you use for bird seed in it, and in 2 weeks he got 17 chipmunks.
It does work very well. It really does. The only problem that I have, George, and I used to recommend that, and like you said, it would take a 5-gallon bucket of water, it would fill it 3/4 full, put a piece of wood on it for a rampway and float bird seed. I got some phone calls, and they were not really happy with me, but it does work very well.
The other thing I had was called with my cherry trees that had gotten black knot. You recommended cutting them down. I did. One died, and one has about almost 10 foot of growth on it without any black knot. Is there anything I need to do to keep it from getting it?
Yeah, the thing that you want to do for black knot is you want to use a fungicide. Now, if you have a fruit tree spray, something like, you know, a general purpose, like a home orchard or a fruit tree spray, it should contain a fungicide that will prevent and cure this particular problem. The thing is, you have to use it on a regular basis, which is every single month on your plant. If you get into a wet period and you get heavy rain, as soon as the rain is over, reapply it. Because if you say, well, it's not time yet, and your plant isn't treated for it for 2 or 3 weeks, that's when the fungus problem could reoccur. So reapply after a rain.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first. With Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
X-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZEOKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZEOKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZEOKing Zeolite now from ZEOKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888.
Tree and Shrub would help a great deal in making that tree insect free. So I would suggest if you have a maple tree that's drop foliage, you're getting little spots on the leaf, you're getting some holes in the foliage, and the top of the tree has some dead branches that look like horns. A good application of fertilizer, 1 pound of food per inch of diameter of the tree trunk. Not the circumference, but the trunk of the tree. 1 pound per inch and some Bayer Tree and Shrub, and that maple tree should recover. Okay, Tom, who's up next? Ted, good morning. How can we help you with your rhododendron this morning?
I'd like some information about how to transplant them and timing and everything, because I've had mixed results trying to do that. And also a question about getting plum curculios out of my apple trees.
Okay. On your rhododendron, how big are they?
They're about 3 to 4 feet right now where I'm trying to transplant them.
Okay. You're looking right now at probably the worst time of the year to move a plant if it's going to go in the hot sun. If you're going to be moving them to a place where they're going to get a little bit of shade, it won't be a problem. But if you're going to dig a 3 to 4 foot rhododendron, which is a big broadleaf evergreen, and you're moving it to a sunny location, and we start to get 90 degree days on a regular basis and very little rain, and you're not able to give it the water that it needs, it could be a real problem. I would wait until the end of September or the end of August or early September, the best time of the year to move a big evergreen like a rhododendron, holly, mount laurel, or azaleas that do retain their foliage during the winter is during April and May, when you're still having cool weather and before the new growth has begun on the plant. If you can move a plant while it's still dormant and you cut the roots, the plant realizes that the root system is not as large as possible, and in return, instead of making a normal amount of new growth, which is a foot, maybe more, it will do half the amount of normal growth to compensate for the root loss on that plant. If you're going to be moving your rhododendron into an area with a lot of sun and wind during the winter, I would wait until the spring. If it's sheltered, if it's shady, you can do it in the fall. The reason is if you don't get enough root in the digging of the plant and we have a real short fall season, the plant doesn't get a chance to get established in its new home, you'll have a lot of winter injury. If you do it in the spring, late March, April, early May, the plant does not have the stress of the winter and the sun problem. So if they're big plants, wide open area with a lot of sun, do it in the spring. If it's sheltered, if it's shady or part shade, late July, late August, early September, and then make sure that you use an anti-desiccant like Wiltproof on it. Have a great week, everybody.